That's like the most annoying noise I've ever heard in my freaking life. Sorry, you know, leave it to my wife to make it even longer than it should have been.
I think you have the wrong number. I'm not calling anybody in the middle of the night.
What?
He's calling somebody in the middle of the night, apparently.
I don't know who you are at all.
Drunken hookup.
I think you have the wrong number, man. I'm not calling anybody.
Ooh, that's loud. You're loud.
Sorry?
Nothing?
I think he's talking to a dude on the phone.
No, I'm talking to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Why am okay.
I don't
can
know ever, who can you are. I don't know what you're talking about. I think
wait,
you have the wrong number.
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry, okay. What?
I don't know who's talking to who.
Oh, I wasn't talking to Nick. I know he's on the phone. I was more direct than Eric.
Who's on the phone?
Earl.
Nick's on the phone.
Nick is.
Nick?
Yes.
And we're listening to his conversation? I
thought yeah, he never muted his mic, so.
That was weird. People trying to prank call me. Sorry, someone was just trying to prank call me.
It happened.
I think you were prank calling me.
No, somebody, like, called me. It was from, like, a local Burlington number. Like, saying, oh, who's you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night? I'm like, I don't know who you are. And then, you've been pranked by prankpal.com. Well, that's...
It would actually have worked. Death and hate.
I'm eating a sandwich.
Okay, so, 21, I believe.
21 to drink, yes, you're right.
Well, I mean, 21st episode.
That's what you should call this, our most legal episode ever.
Yeah, we've been legal several times now, though. I mean, we're legal at 17, where you go at 18, 19,
what?
And now 21.
What do you get at 17?
You can legally have sex at 17.
What?
Technically,
16
no.
Over here.
18.
It depends on where you are. It's between 16 and 18.
Yeah, but 18 is the official age. There's just when you're 16, you can have sex with people 16 or old. Yeah, it did come. It's 18. 18 is generally the rule.
Well, at this point, I don't think any of us should be having sex with 16-year-olds anyhow, so...
Well, not anymore, anyway.
Which is what I meant.
What if you married the 16-year-old?
That's where you... Well, wait.
Then you're Jerry Lee Lewis.
Do you mean you married a 16-year-old, or you married somebody you knew from 16?
No.
Yes. No.
Okay. Oh.
No, my wife was 17 when we started dating, so...
And how old were you?
I'm old, dude.
How old were you?
I don't know. What's 7 years?
24.
Too fucking old then, obviously.
So, been there. Been down that road.
Okay, so we have to get your grandpa on this episode.
Who's a grandpa?
You are.
How can I just have my own daughter, man? I can't grandpa
yet. But are you like 60 now?
I'm on this too. I think I'm the youngest there, aren't I, since Dylan's
yeah, you are. You are? No, man, I'm 35.
35 might as well be the new 60.
That's comforting to me. I'm not, for once, I'm not the oldest person on something. Usually
no,
with all my friends,
like
I'm the oldest person there. So.
Oh, yeah, me too. I seem to have a plethora of younger friends.
Apparently you make them younger, so...
Oh, no, no.
Anyhow... Welcome to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 20.
Oh, you were recording that, weren't you?
Yes. Jenny starts recording from when this call starts.
Son of a bitch!
Hey, at least he has an actual intro. Like, with about 12 minutes, Jay just starts it. Like, I'll be in the middle of a sentence and it just the episode just starts.
So, yeah. So you know what the cold open's going to be this week. And as you can hear, Stein in the background joining us from Canada.
Fuck you.
Is what? Actually, no, it's not Canada. It's what is it? Tornadia? Tornadia? How did Ted Turner pronounce
Sasquatchville?
Canadian of America. It's all the same continent.
America's hat.
So you're coming from the North United States? Yes.
No, Canada of America.
Making fun of Eric, we have Nicholas.
Hey, 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 hey.
And a very special guest. We have the Prime Minister of Potterdom, Anthony, being... and he leaves us during his introduction. I mean, he's like the number one Harry Potter fan in the world.
I thought he was Harry Potter. Have you seen his picture?
Oh, are you talking about me, though?
Yes.
Well, you're British, so you know all about Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, of course
right.
You yeah, should.
I dressed up as Harry Potter one year for Halloween.
Oh, you dressed up, quote unquote. That's not a costume if you wear your street clothes outside. I actually hear that they learn about Harry Potter in history class in British in Britain now, so there you go.
I wouldn't know. I'm not at school, so.
Well, I mean, as our number one Harry Potter fan, I guess you can get this discussion started for us and tell us all about Harry Potter and what he means to your country as a whole.
It made more, actually, why are they doing Harry Potter in history? It made more sense to do it in English, wouldn't it, in English literature?
I was making a joke either way.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, technically, Harry Potter is part of history because it's all from, like, 10 years ago, right?
It has to be older than that because the first movie's, what, 9 years old now? So
no, but I mean, like, when it takes place.
Oh, when it takes place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I assume, I mean, Anthony would know better. He's the one who lived through it. So, how was Voldemort Rain?
You're not supposed to say his name, dude.
I'm sorry. Do you folks still fear his name?
It's like the Candyman. You say his name multiple times and he shows up and then bees get you.
Yeah, why would you get bees when you ask for candy?
Did you go to school with any Weezy twins?
I'm not commenting on any of this. I know I'm getting it because of what I said before we started. That's why I'm getting it. I'm just... Yeah.
So, yes, we should start with Harry Potter, which is a... ancient franchise at this point. I mean, it's from the last 2 decades now. written by J.K. Rowling. It's about a boy wizard. You're a wizard now, Harry Potter.
was that a Hagrid impression? Because that was terrible.
It's not a Hagrid impression. I just take the quote. Because the movie's always going to ABC Family, and that's always the quote they use from the first movie.
Okay. You're a wizard now, Harry. Like that?
There you go.
A little bit better, yeah.
And there are, what, seven books? Boy. And at this point, there's going to be 8 movies. There's, like, a handful of video games. So it's, you know, it's Britain's highest export nowadays. It is the highest grossing movie franchise of all time.
I was telling you this the other day. The movie franchise is technically American because it's made with American money.
Yeah, but it's still a British thing. I mean, you folks, you know, if it wasn't for British people being depressed.
Well, yeah, it's a British thing. That's why they built Harry Potter Land in America. That's how British Harry Potter is now.
Oh, he sounds offended.
I don't sound offended. I'm not
just
going
saying.
He's upset because, you know, he had to go to school and he had to suffer through these attacks and America gets to reap the rewards. It's a damn shame. I agree with you. You should be offended.
Well, America can't make something better than Harry Potter, so. That's not true. That was just my defensive thing. That's not technically true, but.
Defense against the dark arts, right? I mean, we might as well start with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or to be politically correct for Anthony, the Philosopher's Stone.
The Philosopher's Stone. Why is it called the Sorcerer's Stone over there? It's the
Philosopher's
Stone.
Because Americans are dumb, that's why. Americans are dumb and don't know what the Philosopher's Stone is, for some god unknown reason.
Yes, yes. That's one of the few times I'm going to agree to America being dumb. That's why they changed it. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference.
I knew that was
a minor character.
I just didn't want to offend. I don't know.
Okay,
Can you repeat the question?
Now you're singing Malcolm in the Middle.
Very nice.
So, what is it called in Canada, Eric?
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. That was what that's
just called. Harry
Potter. Got it right. Harry Potter A. Harry Potter B. Harry Potter C. For Canada. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. The books are in a box, and the movies are in a box.
Okay. I guess, what was everybody's first experience at the Harry Potter franchise?
Seeing the first movie in the
Well, I mean, we know your first experience was actually going to school with Harry Potter.
I came on this podcast to talk about Harry Potter, not to be offended. Insulted, even.
You're not being insulted. What's wrong with being the truth? He was your classmate.
You're implying I look like Daniel Radcliffe, and Daniel Radcliffe is not a good-looking guy. He's fucking ugly.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, he is.
I would say he's pasty as hell, though, which I didn't realize until I was watching Goblet of Fire last night, where the guy has no skin tone. He's just white. No offense.
He's got monobrow as well, actually.
White chocolate. But yeah. What about you, Eric? What was your first experience with the franchise?
Oh, my wife was reading the books, and she dragged me to the movie, and I was like, I do not want to go to this movie. And then I got left the movie. I was like, that was fucking cute.
And this was the first movie?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I like a good family show, man.
Do you really? Because, I mean, you're always about dreading guts.
Yeah, well, I like a lot of movies.
And people impregnating their sister, the gay brothers impregnating their sister and having their womb triggered or something stupid like that.
Oh, what movie was
that? Oh, well, he's mocking Matt Miller already. Oh, here we go.
What was your first experience?
Because I actually hated that in that issue, but whatever.
I actually hate the comic, but that's for another day.
What comic are you talking about?
Nemesis.
Oh,
Nemesis.
I didn't read it. I don't care.
This is what started the whole Batman sucks debate. Said that wrong. never mind, that's for another time.
So what was your first experience, Nicholas?
I worked at a video store for 5 years, and right after I started there, the fourth book came out. We were selling it there. And we got it in early, so I read it before anybody else did. And I said, well, this is kind of good. So then I read the rest of them. And then they started making the movies, and like, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, and the first one I saw was actually the third movie. I think one of my little brothers went to go see it, and I decided to volunteer to take them. And it was a good movie. It was a good thing I started with the third one, because if I had started with the first two, I probably wouldn't be a fan of the franchise. Not that they're bad movies, but they're not the most exciting things in the world.
They're just not very good.
They're quite long, and they feel long as well. Like, you really feel it. Like,
they're very faithful to the books, to the point where it's just like kind of reading words with pictures.
I started watching them again on Blu-ray, and I skipped the first two because I just couldn't be bothered with them.
I can't do that. I'm one of those people who just has to watch everything. Like, if I have a Batman marathon, I always have to watch Batman and Robin, no matter how much it pains me. It's one of the reasons I don't watch the Bond movies that often, because I just want to watch all of them, and that's just too time consuming. But yeah, I guess since we're already talking about it, we might as well jump Chambers of Secret and Sorcerer's Stone, Philosopher's Stone together. I mean, books, movies, what versions did you prefer? I mean, I guess everybody's always going to prefer the book version.
Not me. I never read the books. I prefer the movies. How's that?
Well, you have no ground to compare.
My wife read the books. And she says every time she's like, it's missing something. I don't know what. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's always going to be missing something.
It's missing a lot of words and a lot of useless exposition.
No. The movies still have a ton of exposition.
You know what, that last movie, I guess we haven't got that far.
People need to understand that in a movie, you can do in like 2 seconds what in a book you need to take like 10 pages to do.
That better be a Matrix scene.
That's how it is.
That's the problem with the first two movies, is I think they just literally just transcribe pages into the movie and didn't think of making an actual enjoyable movie for people.
We talk about that centaur jumped out at the end, I was like, oh yeah! Is there more of that? We're going to part two.
I liked the first movie when I saw it, but I was like 12 at the time, so I liked pretty much everything when I was 12. So
yeah, I forgive the first movie because even in the books, there's like, it's just, you know, it's like a world setting movie. There's a lot of stuff to explain to the audience, and I think they do an admirable job in doing that in the books and the movies. There's not much action until like the end, and I mean, there's not many movies you can say the climax is a giant chess battle. I don't know if any other movie you can say that for, so.
There was one thing I noticed between the first two and then the rest of the movies is, and I know they probably did it this way just because they had to get people used to the world, but in the first two, whenever anything magic happens, there's like the big slow sweeping around and the amazing music, and it slows down and to show you, look at this cool magic thing, da 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 da. Then in every other movie, it's like there's just shit going on.
Yeah, I was going to say...
It's like, that's how the magic happens, because that's to the wizard people, that's the way it would be. It's just stuff that happens. They don't, like, they're not amazed by it.
Yeah, but I mean, on the same hand, this is, you know, Harry Potter, and it was an interesting character. It's not the most interesting, but you know, he's doing all this stuff for himself, so to him it's all new as well.
Yeah.
And the audience is seeing it through Harry Potter's eyes, aren't they?
I think by the time it hits the third movie, it's kind of like, it's no big deal for him. I mean, the guy has fought off like 5 death threats by that point, so magic isn't that special surviving at that point. But yeah, and the second one, I just didn't... I find the Chambers of Secret, I think, could have been the best mystery in the whole franchise, and they just don't really handle it that well in the movies.
Yeah, Kyle Columbus isn't a very good director.
I think Home Alone. He did Gremlins, didn't he? Or Goonies? Or
he wrote them.
No.
He wrote one of them, if not both. I know he wrote Goonies. I think he might have written Gremlins. He did not direct it, though.
Goonies was Robert Superman director.
What's yeah, Goonies was Richard Donner. Gremlins was Joe Dante, I believe.
So Superman.
Yeah, it was actually, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and... Yeah, and there's something else I was pointing out when I was watching Chambers of the Secret is how long did Hermione have that piece of paper in her hand, and how did Madame Pomfrey not notice it?
What piece of paper?
The piece of paper they find out where it tells them that it's a basilisk in the castle. The piece of paper she has crumpled up in her hand that explains everything.
I can't actually remember what you're talking about, if I'm honest. I don't know.
Never mind. Yeah, you know how she gets petrified in the movie, in the book?
Yeah.
She has, in one hand, she has a mirror, and in the other hand, she has a crumpled up piece of paper, and on the piece of paper, it explains that, like, it's a basilisk, and how you get petrified if you stare at dark in the, you know, it kills you if you stare it in the face, which is why she has the mirror and stuff. And she has this in her hand for a couple of weeks at least, and nobody notices. Anyhow, I guess moving on to Prison of Azkaban, which is when I think the movie franchise actually started.
Oh, yeah.
It is still, I think it still stands as my favorite movie, even though it cuts so much out of the book. I think that's when they realized that they had to cut stuff to make a more concise movie.
That one was more grown up, too.
They become dark in general, and I just noticed that when I was watching Goblet and Order of Phoenix last night, is that they also, and to fit that, they also changed this music cue, and it becomes a bit darker with each movie.
Mm-hmm.
I also assume because John Williams isn't doing it anymore.
No.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Prison of Azkaban, one, I have to say, Gary Oldman's just like the chameleon of movies. This guy just, like, fits into any role he gets, and you just never know it's him.
It's because he's Gary fucking Oldman. Say his name correctly, sir. Gary fucking Oldman.
Well,
or to the alternate version, Crazy Gary Oldman.
Crazy Gary Oldman.
He only shows up in some of the movies, though.
Like, which ones?
Fifth Element.
I assume Sirius
The Professional.
Black.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. He's not Crazy Gary Oldman when he's Sirius Black or Commissioner Gordon.
I think he's crazy in the third movie, especially the posters where he's got that maniacal laugh going on.
Yeah, he gets there a little bit, but he's not like supremely crazy over the top acting Gary Oldman like he is in like Fifth Element or The Professional.
Yeah. Yeah. See him on Friends.
Which is awesome.
The thing that Gary Oldman reminds me of something I've had an issue with, and I understand why they do it, but I have an issue with the Harry Potter, like, after the third one. The movies and books would be so much easier if they actually told Harry stuff from the beginning. Like, that whole scene where he, like, kidnaps Ron.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why Harry gets pissed, because they don't tell him anything.
It's true, but it's so annoying at times. It's like, you know, you're going to save the auditor issues if you just told this kid what was going on. Because, like, you know, Sirius Black pulls Ron into the whipping wheel, and then he's going on about, like, oh, you won, she'll die tonight, before telling him that it's Peter Pettigrew, so Harry thinks it's him. So, you know, they're fighting, and nobody's listening to each other, because he just won't say, call me. The mouth Ron has is kind of evil, so.
Well, if they just straight up told Harry Potter, it'd be really boring, wouldn't it?
It would be boring, but it's like one of those things where, like, sometimes you can keep the audience and the main character out of the loop if it makes sense. But, like, some of the stuff, like, in the fifth book in the movie, which is where it comes in, is that Dumbledore knows about this mind connection. If he had told Harry from the get-go, maybe Harry wouldn't have gone to the ministry and, you know, retrieved the prophecy or whatever, and Sirius wouldn't have died.
And then there wouldn't be a movie.
It wouldn't have been. I'm just saying that
that's like people who are like in Lord of the Rings. They're like, hey, why didn't the eagles just fly them the mountain?
Yeah.
Well, then there wouldn't be three books worth of story, would there?
Well, they could have saved themselves out of trouble.
Eagles were also assholes, that's why.
But I guess back to Prisoner of Azkaban is that, I mean, this is actually when the kids actually learned how to start acting as well. In the first two movies, they were just kind of set pieces or just costumes. They really didn't have the acting chops. And, I mean, you can expect that. They were, what, 10 or 11 at the time?
They were also working with a director who knows how to get a good performance out of children.
Well, I was about to say, Chris Columbus should know how to get a good performance out of children.
Oh,
that's what he worked with. He made Macaulay Culkin a star.
Culkin made Macaulay Culkin a star.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Columbus had a lot to do with that.
Hey, if you're not for those Home Alone movies...
John Hughes had a lot to do with that, then.
Yeah.
But Uncle Buck, is that?
He wrote Home Alone.
Ah. Okay.
The better example of Chris Columbus getting bad acting out of younger actors is Percy Jackson and
The
Lightning
Thief. Oh,
he did that too? Or whatever.
Harry
the
Potter
hell.
Redux.
Yes, Harry Potter. The filling for the time between the two Harry Potter movies coming out, which is what Percy Jackson is. And it's crap.
It's an awful movie. Yeah. And it's kind of weird because it's a modern telling of a modern telling. Because the books are written in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And he updates it with cell phones and stuff, and it was already a pretty modern movie as it was. It wasn't that old. They set it in present day. It was just a crap movie. So, but yeah.
That's what America gets when they try and do Harry Potter.
You always have to bash on America. bash. Never
be what the rest of the world does.
Bashing ourselves, thank you.
Yeah, you folks need to stick to your magic sorcerers and your super spies and your doctors and whatever you want.
You guys need to stick to your awesome history and knights and castles and cool ass shit, and we'll stay here with all the crazy people, thank you.
Hey. We send all our crazy people to Canada. And they sent us.
Technically, Britain sent all their crazy people to America and Australia.
Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, crazy is as crazy does. But I don't even know what we're talking about, Prisoner of Azkaban, anymore. So I guess moving on to Goblet of Fires.
Goblet of Fire. There's no S in the title.
Yeah, there's only one fire.
There could be several fires.
No, it's the Goblet of Fire is the trophy, and there's only one trophy.
No, the Goblet of Fire isn't the trophy. It's the thing that shoots the... No, it's the thing the name comes out of. The trophy's the Triwizard Cup.
No, you're right there, actually. Yeah. I thought they were the same thing. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. That's all I want to hear.
There.
And this is, my biggest disappointment as far as movies goes, because it was, at the time, my favorite book. And I just felt that the movie butchered it. I think
you've said that, but you've never really cataloged why.
I was going to say, one of my biggest problems is I think the movie's really overacted, especially from Dumbledore. He just doesn't... He seems out of character in this movie. He doesn't seem like he'd be that hyper, I guess. When Harry's name come out of the Goblet of Fire, where he starts shaking him and screaming and stuff, that doesn't seem like the calm and cool Dumbledore that he had portrayed in the first three movies.
Well, because he's actually pissed off.
Yeah.
Because he thought Harry was trying to get in on, had found some way to cheat and get in that because he thought Harry was, going wrong. And that was Dumbledore's thing the entire time, is he didn't want another Voldemort, which is what he thought Harry could become.
I don't know. I just didn't see him like the character, and I don't even think he was running the book that way. And the other thing, and it's a minor thing, is that I understand that the Triwizard Tournament, has to be in there, but they dumbed it down so much in the movie that I didn't really... they mentioned that Harry got second place in the second competition, but they never really stated what was the purpose of the rankings in that competition, because they didn't give you anything for the first one. So it just kind of defeats the purpose to introduce it in the second one, just to point out that Harry was noble for, making sure everybody was rescued before he resurfaced. And I think, in the book it makes a bit more sense where there's a scoring system, and you see how Mad-Eye Moody is helping him to cheat, So, I guess, why do you love Goblet of Fire so much?
Mean?
Yes.
Oh, I like the structure of the movie, and I like David Tennant. He's not the only reason I like. He's good in the movie. I really like Brendan Gleeson's performance in the movie a lot, though. Mm.
Who?
My dad's one of my favorite Harry Potter characters.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And the fact that if you think about it, essentially the whole movie, he's playing David Tennant playing Brendan Gleeson. So that makes it even better.
I was going to say, though, that he's like in the movie for like maybe 5 minutes combined, if that.
Who, David Tennant?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's so fantastic.
He doesn't really do much. He sends off the death mark. You see him being sent to Azkaban, I guess.
And he's sitting there looking fabulous in his coat, being twitchy and fidgety.
I think you just have a man crush.
Yeah. I'm not denying that at all.
I agree with Nick, actually. I think Tennant's really good in it. For the amount of screen time he has, he really does does well with the role.
Like, I'm willing to bet he doesn't show up in the last movie at all, which would suck.
No,
it'd
he won't.
Be kind of cool for him to just show up for, like, a couple minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what up? Used to be the Doctor.
Is he in the seventh book?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I would assume so, because everybody breaks out of Azkaban during the
I don't know if they specifically name him, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it wouldn't make any sense to have him make a cameo. I was about to say he could be in the big battle of, like, at Hogsworth.
He needs to work now,
that's
doesn't
what
he?
I was thinking.
Now that he doesn't do Doctor Who, he needs a paycheck.
Yeah.
I think he's been keeping busy.
Oh, yeah, he's still making stuff. I was just making a joke.
Bright Knight's coming out soon, isn't it?
Doctor Who is in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because, you know, there's only so many British actors you can put in the same movie, so.
Harry Potter is a great example for, like, how good British actors are. Because nearly every great British actor is in Harry Potter, nearly. There's some that aren't in it, but it's just, it's proper packed in there. Like, Bill Nighy is in the next one, along with Reese Ifans.
The ones who aren't in Harry Potter are in Lord of the Rings.
It's not like it's because they're the best people for the role. It's because she specifically said that the cast needs to be kept British.
What about Patrick Stewart or Ben Kingsley? Those guys are British, aren't they? Elton John. How come he's not in Harry Potter?
What would he?
I don't
be
know.
In Harry
Potter?
Elton John's not an actor.
Patrick Stewart's too busy being awesome elsewhere.
He could have been one of the sisters called in the fourth movie? The Wicked Sisters or
The
Weird Sisters, the rock band. There we go.
The rock band, yeah. They're like
with Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah,
did
and
you
there
just
was like
cast Elton John in a Harry Potter
Radiohead
movie.
Radiohead were in it too, right?
Sure.
Radiohead.
I thought there was a couple Radiohead members in that band too. It was like a bunch of different people.
Hang on, I don't know. Oh, there is actually, Johnny Greenwood and Phil Selvig. I didn't know that. Oh. Well,
That's what got me involved, because I was all about Radiohead.
And Doctor Who. He doesn't care that's a Harry Potter movie, just them together. Sent tingles down his pants.
I like how I like things that are good.
That's creepy, Earl. That's really
Thank
creepy.
You. Thank you.
David Tennant was in Harry Potter before he was Doctor Who. Because it came out 2005, and he was only Doctor Who in 2006.
Booyah!
Okay.
So.
But you said you started...
Stick that in your pipe.
That doesn't change anything. He's gone on and on about his role in there, and that's because he's Doctor Who. Did you know who he was beforehand?
Who? Doctor Who?
I did, because I'd seen him bits of Casanova.
I didn't know who he was before Harry Potter, but I actually liked him in that movie before I knew who Doctor Who was. So.
He hardly had a role in that movie.
Eat a dick. Eat all the dicks.
Here's a bun.
And you just say scoffing down your peanut butter cups, huh?
Can you hear that? I'm sorry. I'm trying to be quiet. They're really good, though. Do you want one?
I'm good. I don't eat peanut butter.
What?
Yes.
Less in your pants. Or your dog's
How butt. Does that be? Oh, that's, there wouldn't be me eating it.
Aha, you don't deny that you don't have a dog.
This conversation has taken a turn.
I have no idea what people talk about, so I'm just being quiet.
Earl licks peanut butter off his dog's butt.
Yeah, I was just trying to follow the logic of this whole thing.
I don't know.
I think we have buttercups over here, actually, but they're not available that much.
But I don't know. So, I mean,
we only recently got Mountain Dew over here.
And that's nothing special. Not a huge fan.
That's unfortunate.
Unless you're a fan of shouting doo doo doo, or a Big Halo 3 fan. What else is there?
Peanut butter cups.
So what did you, I mean, we've had Nicholas, and I don't know how much of my opinion is here or not, but what were your two thoughts on the Garbage of Fire?
Carpet of Fire?
Garbage of fire
extinguisher real quick.
Okay.
That's the only thought I had. There was nothing else.
I'm glad you went there, because I was going for, like, a redhead joke.
Oh, I should have went there. I'm
okay.
I like the Goblet of Fire. I liked it in cinemas, and I think when I've rewatched it on DVD and Blu-ray, I still like it. I think it's a good movie. Yeah. That's about... not really got much to add. So.
I liked it because someone died.
No,
only did someone die. It was what's his face?
Vampire from Twilight.
Yeah.
What?
That guy.
Yeah, I didn't know it was him either.
Wait, you looked it up, you're like, how does this relate to Twilight?
I don't even read Twilight.
Lies.
Truth. Do you?
Lies. No.
Don't I? Have you seen the movie?
Man, I got a bunch of sisters and a couple of nieces that read that crap, but not me.
Uh-huh. He's probably reading it right now.
No, I'm eating peanut butter cups.
You can read and eat at the same
time.
Trying
to do a podcast, but I don't really got much to say. I like the movie, man. I'm sorry. I like peanut butter cups.
Yes, you do, apparently. Was there a new course? No, there was no new classes in the fourth movie. Was there?
New
classes? I don't keep track of the new classes.
Well, usually because you get, Herbology was in the second one, and then you got the deviations in the third one. So you usually get like, these new kooky teachers for a bit. I don't think there was a new one in the fourth one, so it was like no
room.
It's
always a new
one. It didn't need... There wasn't many classes in the fourth one, though, because...
No, they didn't...
The tribe is a tournament.
Yeah, it didn't really focus
on... focusing a lot on the other schools being around.
Yeah. Which... I like the introductions of the school. That was a pretty neat scene.
Groom.
And
that's the one where Hagrid gets a little something, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, big something something.
Whatever.
So I guess the next movie would be Order of the Phoenix.
Yes.
Which has one of my favorite, characters. Hate. I have there is Umbridge. She's like one of my favorite characters in the books. Just because
Luna?
Of how much.
What? Luna?
You don't? No, there. I like Luna too. Luna's one of my.
I love Luna Lovegood.
Luna's a. Oh,
yeah.
Luna Lovegood's allowed to be my literary girlfriend.
Yeah, she'd be a girl. I'd be like, can I take you somewhere? Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, you have to tell her something special. Like you're gonna go see the nymphotoads of
what?
The far. You know, because she's one of those.
Oh,
people
I'd let her lead the way.
You need to listen to the About 12 Minutes episode. We talk a lot about Luna.
Yes,
we yeah, do. I was actually watching on the cam, but then it froze, so I didn't get it all.
I think Luna was my Harry Potter girl. I think you picked Tonks.
Hell yeah, I did.
Luna and the Earth Umbridge are like two of my favorite additions to the book. The Earth, it's so easy to hate her, but she's, she just looks so cheery and happy. Like
she's evil. She's evil as hell.
But she kind of reminds you of like that teacher you always hated in school, who just kind of kills you with niceness. Because I mean, she's dressed in all pink. She has
she's
a nice
not dip. Nice though.
She's not nice at all. She's never been nice.
That's the point.
Are
though,
you watching
like,
the right? Are you watching the same Order of the Phoenix as everyone else?
Yes, I am. What I mean is that she's dressed in all pink. It's a nice flowery color. It's peaceful, and she has like this happy demeanor on her face when she walks around with this huge smile. But you know, she's like evil underneath. And it's just kind of one of those things where you just love to hate her because of that. Because you know, she comes as one of those people who's just like doing it for the greater good when she's just wrong. And I just love, they don't use it as much in the movie, but I just love her when she, interrupts everybody with that weird cough. That yeah, I just love
you
that
like
character.
The next one, then, though. She's in the next one, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not in the next one. She's in the second part.
But she's in the... She's in the... Oh, she's, I just seen her in the trailer, so I didn't know which part it was. But she's in the trailer for, like,
she's in both.
Yeah, she shouldn't be in a... Oh, she is she?
Oh, there we go. He's complaining already about the differences between the film and the book, just because Umbridge
is... Yeah, I was about to say, she doesn't serve a purpose in the first half of the book. But, I mean, I guess if they're going to the ministry for some of it, it could... But she doesn't really show up until they break into the bank. And I guess we can spoiler tag this for people who haven't read the books, or Eric.
I thought she was in, when they break into the ministry, she's there.
Yeah, but that's the second half of the
book. Yeah, she is.
Isn't that the first half? Did they break into the bank is the second half.
Don't some of the deputies take control of the ministry? Like, bad people take control of the ministry, I'm sure they do.
Okay, when did they break into the ministry the first time?
Pretty sure that's the first half of the book.
For what?
Yeah, I'm sure that's nearer the beginning.
That's when they get the necklace from her, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's like in the first 6 or 8 chapters around that part, maybe a bit earlier.
I need to reread the books. Or at least that book. But yeah, Order of the Phoenix is, I think, personally to me, the Throne of the Climax is like the first time I've ever actually felt that the magic was like something special in the franchise, with the big battle between Voldemort and Dumbledore.
In the movie?
Beforehand,
yeah,
I was...
That was some epic shit.
Yeah, before it was always just kind of like, you know, it's kind of cool, they're doing stuff with their wands, but this is like the first time they really visualized it. I mean, you had the Patronus in like the third one, but this is like the first time magic's actually become something bigger than them just waving their wands. And I think it was one of the few times where I think they completely just improved something in the movie. I mean, from the book. Because I think the fight in the ministry isn't that long and special in the book.
No, it's not.
Quidditch is better in the movies than in the books, I think.
I think it
depends. When you see Quidditch, it's better. Obviously, in the Goblet of Fire, they completely cut out the World Cup. That's better in the book. But I think Quidditch is quite a visual thing, and I think it looks better in the films and what it is in the books.
I think so, but I also think that the book, and, you know, this hits kind of higher notes with Quidditch as far as, like, using it as a story element, especially, is it the fifth one when Harry's disqualified from the team?
Was the sixth one, wasn't it?
I thought it was Umbridge who took him away from the team as punishment.
I don't remember now.
There's a 6th one when he becomes captain and Ron gets on a team.
That's it, yeah.
And the 5th one's when he's taken off the team because of his behavior. And she's using it as like a punishment or something towards him. I mean, they don't have it in the movie at all, so it doesn't really matter. So.
Well, that's why I have no clue what you're talking about.
I don't think it's in the film. It might be in the book, but I don't remember it being in the film.
No Quidditch in the 5th book. I mean, 5th movie. I mean, it didn't really make sense in the context of the movie to use it. I think it makes sense in the first one to show you. It doesn't need to be in the second one, other than show that Dobby attacked him, and the third one, you know, because of the Death Eaters. But other than that, it doesn't really serve a purpose in the fourth or fifth. The 6th one has Ron become, you know, like Ron gets his shining moment in the spotlight. But other than that, I don't think it serves a story point. Whatever. So what was everybody else's thoughts on Order of the Phoenix?
I liked it. It was, with the movies, I liked every subsequent movie better than the one before.
So, does that continue? Does that mean you like 3, 4, 5, you like 6 the best than 5? Or do you just mean that you enjoyed it when you see them the first time?
I think 6 is the best movie.
Whoa.
They've gotten progressively more epic and cinematic. I think,
I feel like nothing happened in the 6th movie.
I agree with Eric, actually. You see, I think that's part of the problem with the book, where there's not much that happens. Like,
Lot action-wise. There's a lot emotionally going on.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think for me, go on.
It was too much. It was too much, you know, with the relationship between all the kids. I didn't really care about it much. Because, you know, if you've read the books, you know who they're all going to get with anyway in the 7th book. So
I actually kind of... actually like that because it gave the movie some type of structure. And, you know, because there's not really much else going on in that novel. Because the whole thing's like, who's the half-dead prince? You know, because Voldemort doesn't really show up at all during the movie. And, like, what Malfoy's doing. There's not much else going on in the book for them to take pieces from. Yeah. There's no real mystery, even with the half-dead prince, because it doesn't really... The climax of it is pretty much Snipe shouting that he's the half-blood prince, and that's it. There's no build-up.
I like Snape.
There's looking for the Horcruxes, though, isn't there? Wait.
No. That's the one thing. Dumbledore exchanges it to him, and he looks for one during the course of the book. But, yeah, it's again, that's not something you can hold the whole movie with because it comes near the middle, near the end of the movie, or the book, I should say. The sixth one I would say is my second favorite after the Prisoner of Azkaban. I guess, you know, everybody likes the Order of the Phoenix, but we have mixed opinions on Half-Blood Prince.
Can people actually hear me? Because I can't.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh. What? I just can't hear real, that's all.
What? Do you hear that?
What? What?
I think we have a guest appearance by Harry Potter.
What?
Go ahead. Say it again. I think we hear you.
Bothering me more if I...
There he is! Did you hear that?
Oh, what? Poor Anthony. Yeah.
I thought Harry Potter called in.
That would be...
Oh, I sound a little bit like Harry Potter.
A little bit.
Well, I think all British people sound the same.
No, they don't.
You know, I have to watch those movies.
You got a completely different accent from Harry Potter.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
I don't know. It's still hard without the subtitles.
I think you sound more like the Ninth Doctor.
The Ninth Doctor?
Who's the Ninth Doctor? Yeah, well,
I'm from the same area.
What?
Okay, which doctor are we on now?
Your YouTube video.
What?
Oh, the current doctor is the 11th Doctor.
Okay, so the Ninth Doctor would be David. No, not David.
No,
it would be
Eccleston.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I liked him as the Doctor. I miss him. He should have had more than one season.
I like all the Doctors except the sixth one. He was a cock.
I honestly just know that has three Doctors, so...
Oh, Colin Baker, yeah, he's not.
Colin Baker was a cock.
Yeah.
And this has become the Harry Potter Doctor Who podcast special.
Doesn't take a whole lot for me to turn any podcast into a Doctor Who podcast.
Who's calling in, Harry Potter or Doctor Who?
Apparently he's the Ninth Doctor pretending to be Harry Potter.
Oh.
Whoever is on first, that is who is calling.
Not what who's, then?
No, who's on second?
What's on second?
Who's on first?
That's right.
Anyhow, I think we've gone through all six movies, even if we didn't really touch on any of them.
We talked a little bit about each of them.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new one. I'm excited because I don't have a clue what's going to happen. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fighting.
Epic shit. Epic shit's going to be in part two. That was a lot of setup.
I can't do another really slow one, man. The last one seems so slow.
Oh, this one's going to be torture for you then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because this is going to be a lot of setup and talking, and there will be some action, but the second half is going to be entirely just one big fuck-off battle sequence. So.
Yeah, I think there's like an hour of them just hanging out in the woods.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, the movie's, 2.5 hours? And I don't know if you want to spoil it for Eric, but it finishes a little beyond the halfway point of the
book. No. I don't want to know when it splits.
Oh.
I don't know. I want to be surprised.
Oh.
Okay,
I didn't hear him anyway, yeah. But okay. I'm not sure when it splits, and I don't want to know.
Okay, so we're not going to tell.
Sorry.
But we're not going to say when it splits. But, yeah, for the most part, I mean, the book is what... There's a wedding, which they don't really set up at all throughout the movies. I don't even think Bill and Fleur date. I could be
Bill's
mistaken.
Bill's not been in them that much, I don't think.
He hasn't been in the movies at all, I don't think.
I think
he's
he was
in
mentioned
Azkaban in the picture.
He was in a picture, yeah.
What?
And he's mentioned in the fourth one, I think. Or is it Charlie who's the dragon tamer?
That's the cool guy. Why don't we see more of that guy?
Eric, in case you're wondering who Bill is, he's one of the Weasleys.
Yeah, I knew that. I was wondering, he's the dragon tamer guy, right?
No, that's Charlie.
That's the other one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Charlie.
Because I read half of the goblet, I think. About the
is this what's... There's like seven Weasleys? Eight?
Weasleys?
Yeah, it is. Genie, Ron, the twins.
It's kind of implying that redheads multiply.
I just assumed they didn't use magic for contraceptive or contraceptives at all.
I was actually wondering that. Can they conjure up magical condoms, or do we actually have to buy them?
Why would you want
to? No, they're Catholic wizards. So.
Catholic wizards. How does that work, I wonder?
There's a lot of questions about the magical world that are probably left unsaid.
That's so thick. They try to figure it out for you.
The other thing is that they burnt down the Weasley's home in the S movie, and they get to do it again here, which I think is just pointless.
Gonna burn a stub.
They won't be doing it again. It wouldn't surprise me if they're in the house where Sirius Black lives. The Weasley's now.
No, because the wedding takes place and it's at the Weasley's home.
Yep. The wedding takes place in a marquee in the trailer. It looks like a marquee.
It looks like outside.
In the film. Yeah, that's what I mean, outside in the marquee. Do you know what a marquee is? A marquee is basically a tent.
Yeah, it looks like it's outside the house, though.
I don't know. I didn't spot the house. Because
it's outside the house in the book.
Yep.
So I assume it's outside the
Burrow.
House. Yeah. So I assume they're going to... Because, I mean, they get the... You know, if you watch the trailer, they show them, like, getting the signal that he's coming. And
the wedding's taking place at Hobbiton.
So, yeah, it's going to be kind of weird. It's kind of funny, because they avoided the battle at Hogsworth. Because it's too similar to the end of the 7th book. But they decided to burn down the Burrow instead, because they needed an action scene in the middle of the ass movie. So it is that.
I heard the next movie starting with the Dumbledore... the funeral of Dumbledore. I don't know if that's actually true or not. It's just I heard it ages ago. I haven't looked into it.
It would make sense.
They didn't do it in the ass movie, did they?
Well, that's what I mean. So.
Yeah, so but, I assume they do... So it's going to start with a funeral and a wedding? That's an interesting juxtaposition.
There's going to be a passage of time between them of some kind, even if it's just a title saying 3 months later.
Well, I assume it's going to be the funeral, because then he has to go home because they have the 7-parter scene. So there's the escape from Privet Drive, and then I assume it's the wedding, and then, you know, them on the run, and then them in the, then Sirius Black's home, and then I guess them hanging out in the woods for like an hour and a half.
Don't forget the sex scenes.
There's sex? Awesome!
There's 17 different sex scenes. They're all having sex with each other.
But I noticed smut. I noticed a naked Harry Potter and Hermione scene.
Ooh.
Which
I am going to have to cover. Half of that scenario.
I don't know.
Okay, no, it's true. I like them young.
I wasn't even saying that. I don't know. I should cover because it's not.
I know what you're implying. I'm going to show that again.
It's not a scene in the. Book. Well, I mean, I guess it is, but...
What? Just her butt?
What? I don't want to ruin it for you. You get to see it in, 6 days? Or when this goes out today?
I can feel the look my wife will be giving me while it's on the screen already.
I'm assuming it's going to be a short scene. I assume it's... Because it's in Ron's imagination.
Ooh. No, you're just ruining it for me, man.
I'm sorry.
You mean you didn't know there was hardcore wizard fucking in this movie?
No! I assumed there was something with them old critters, but I wasn't going to go there.
They actually adapted a slash fiction novel from the internet. Harry Potter and the Throne of Bone.
The Throne of Bone.
You see, the problem with most... if you ever search Harry Potter on Google, even if you look for images, it's always like him and Malfoy in bed together.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
There was one of Hermione dancing with Malfoy from the 4th movie when I was looking for an image for the article I put up this morning. So,
Ginny Weasley and the Journey of Self-Discovery.
Yeah, hold on.
You know what? Never mind. I was going to ask a question, but that's going to go down the wrong path.
I'm making all of these things up. These don't actually exist.
No,
I was going to say I needed to go to the bathroom, but I didn't really want to mention it. Do you know what you're talking about? It might looked a bit weird, because you're on about sex in Harry Potter, and I'm like, yeah, I need to go to the bathroom now, but, yeah.
Never mind. Not going down that road.
What?
I don't know. I don't have to go to the bathroom anyway. In the middle of a Harry Potter podcast, don't tell you that.
Wow.
You sound a little breathless. What's going on, man?
It wouldn't be the first time you've been accused of doing this on the podcast. So.
You sick bastard. I hope you washed your hands before you touched your mic.
Wait, which mic?
Whoa. Before and after.
Anyhow.
Be nice, call him Michael.
Apparently he's nicknaming him. But I guess Anthony went to go do his business.
No, I'm still here.
You're going to wait until we finish
that? I wouldn't leave, you know, with the great insults I'm getting, so.
It's okay.
They're not insults, they're insinuations.
We're going to cut them all out just for you.
Oh.
It's not true.
I want a blooper reel.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to talk about as far as Harry Potter goes. Well.
Would it make sense to do this after next Sunday after some of us had seen the movie?
See, again, the reason I didn't want to do it is because I figured we're going to have to do it.
Hermione's
one. We're going to have to do this again after the second half of the first one. Well, the second half of the first one.
It's going to be next year.
Yeah, which is why it makes, you know, because there's more to talk about then because you get to talk about. Because I don't think this movie's going to stand on its own that greatly.
Probably. I really hope it doesn't come up with to be continued at the end. If it does, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Well, there's no way in hell it doesn't.
I
hate it when that's one of the reasons I hate Matrix Reloaded, because it came up with to be continued at the end, and I was like, what?
Also because they didn't need that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that movie was two plus hours of placeholding.
I think if you set it up rare, it's a good self-fulfilled ending, but it still leaves you, you know, with a cliffhanger that makes you want to see the next movie, which is what it sounds like
Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah. Or even
that was a good to be continued.
Yeah, or even
that's the only movie I let it slide with because I love Back to the Future. But I mean, everyone knows there's going to be a part two to Deathly Hallows anyway. It's not like they have to mention it at the end of the film.
Probably because it's called Part One.
Yeah, that was probably the first clip.
I hope that's a giveaway.
You would hope. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to have a giant to be continued. I don't think it's going to be at the movie. It's probably going to be at the start of the credit sequence.
It would be awesome if this movie ended with next time, and they did a little preview.
Next time on Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Exactly.
Does anyone think Warner Brothers are going to re-release the movie in 3D next year before the second part comes out in 3D, or do you think they won't bother?
I
doubt it.
Stop with the 3D.
Did anybody see Half-Blood Prince in 3D?
Nope.
No.
That was in 3D.
The beginning was, that's it.
The first 10 minutes, and I was so pissed off when
I'm so glad I didn't go. My brother went to IMAX watching it. I'm so glad I didn't go with him.
Yeah, I went to see it.
For 10 minutes.
I heard it was in 3D. I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. I didn't know it was only the first 10 minutes.
I didn't enjoy the movie that much anyway. If it was just 10 minutes in 3D, I would have hated the movie even more.
It's an awesome scene in 3D, but it was like,
it's good in 2D.
It's an awesome.
I've still only seen actually one movie in 3D, so.
And was it Avatar?
It was Alice in Wonderland.
Oh,
mine was Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'm not happy about that.
That's a bad movie to see in 3D.
It's a bad movie to see, period.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, it's true.
It's another movie he saw instead of Toy Story 3.
No, because Toy Story 3 wasn't out yet.
I'm just saying. You still haven't seen Toy Story 3.
You're right, I haven't. I've been too busy watching older movies. How many Kurosawa movies you watched, General?
You've been watching Scott Pilgrim for the third time. That's not an older movie.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame him for watching.
Came out in August.
It's not older than Toy Story.
Listen, how many times have you seen The Manitou?
That's not a good movie.
No, but it's good. Oh, it's fun.
It's an interesting.
Listen, tomorrow I'm going to be watching Apocalypse Now and Tombstone. Both of those are much more important than Toy Story 3.
You need to see Toy Story 3.
I need to see all of
them. We're gonna keep on harassing you whenever you're on here until you see Toy Story 3.
And you know that's only going to make you not see it. I am obstinate, goddammit.
Earl, you're going to harass him.
What happened?
Sorry. How about this?
Now nobody wants to talk.
Wouldn't a better combo be Apocalypse Now and Platoon rather than Tombstone?
I've already seen Platoon.
Well, you haven't seen the other two? Oh, okay,
no, I have.
I thought you were rewatching movies.
I've seen Tombstone before, like, years ago, but it's coming in from Netflix tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'm super excited to watch it.
Okay.
But just not like, Tokyo.
I have a question, actually. I've been meaning to ask this for a while. I'm probably going to look really stupid now, but what is Netflix?
It is a DVD. It's like an online DVD rental service, and it also has like instant streaming. I guess it would be like, a film in the UK.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something like Sky or something, but just for movies, but okay. That sounds quite cool,
actually. Like, yeah, you build a queue online of like movies you want to see, and then they'll send you one, and then you send it back, they send you the next one. And then there's like the online streaming ones, which is what I use it mostly for.
Yeah, which is what I use.
I have like, we have an instant watch queue of like 300 titles at this point.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Mine's like 59, and even when I go on Netflix, I still want to find other stuff to watch.
Yeah.
I still want to watch Machine Girl.
Oh, you need to watch that. That's that one scene from Kill Bill for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about it the other day. I'm like, this sounds like a really interesting movie.
It is really cheesy and really insane.
I'll probably go watch this after that. Well, I think after this I have to go watch Half-Blood Prince. And then I will be done with my Harry Potter movies until next week. How does your film work? Because I hear people tweet about that as well, but I just... Is it just streaming?
I don't know, I don't have it.
Oh.
I think they send you DVDs in the post. It sounds similar to Netflix, but I don't actually do it, so.
Okay.
I've no idea. I've been tempted to, but, yeah.
I think it's just because, like, sometimes when you're bored or you want to watch something, and it's just so nice when you go on and see they have a movie somebody randomly referred to, and you can sit down and watch it. Like, I think half of my instant queue is stuff that Nick randomly tweets about. I have Seven Samurai. I have that Ujibo movie.
I'm doing instead of watching Toy Story 3. I'm watching movies to get you interested in them.
That does not work as an argument. Then you can watch Toy Story 3, and I would be interested in that.
It's not on Instant Watch.
You can get it in the mail.
Nah. More important things. You want to know how long our regular queue is? I'll find out right now. Hold on.
You could bump Toy Story to the top. So while he finds out...
Our regular queue is 141 titles long.
Yeah, I keep mine at 10. Because 10 usually takes me like a year anyhow, because I keep my movies way too long. So I guess since we're talking about Netflix, it's probably time to call this a wrap. So final thoughts on Harry Potter... Eric.
I like it. I like centaurs and peanut butter cups, so Harry Potter. Woo-woo.
Centaurs have they haven't had a big role in the movies. I think
there was a pack of them in that last one, wasn't it?
They're in the second one, then they're in the third. But they have a bigger... Which one is it, the one... Is it the sixth one where one becomes a teacher and... No, it's the fifth one. Where he becomes a teacher in Hogwarts because...
It's not in the movie.
No, it's not.
It's not in the movie.
Because
it's in the book. It's in one of the books.
Burn.
Yeah, I think it's the fifth one, because that's when she fires the Taiwa or whatever from the deviation position, and that's where he takes up. Okay, Anthony, your thoughts on your castmate?
I like Harry Potter, but I don't like when it's really in your face. Like, it's going to be over the next few weeks, but I like it.
I can understand not reading your history over and over again. It gets kind of annoying. And Nicholas.
Yeah. I feel sick. I ate too many peanut butter cups. We just need Nicholas's final thoughts.
Yeah. Harry Potter is exactly as old as I am.
I don't know what that
means. I like how you keep talking about Anthony being... No, the character.
But in the epilogue, he was like
when the book was first published.
No, he was supposed to graduate in 98. That's when I graduated high school.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
And technically, Bart Simpson is my age as well.
Or Bart Simpson doesn't age.
It, If you go by the age of, that they were giving them in the original series, Bart Simpson would be 31 right now.
And still with a woman's voice.
Fucking right. A Scientologist woman's voice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It makes
sense. Yeah, you know. And knowing is half the battle.
I guess.
G.I. Joe.
What?
So yeah, Harry Potter is awesome. I like Harry Potter a lot. And I can't wait for the final two movies because they will be epic as fuck.
Let's hope so. Early reviews for this one does not seem that hot, but I don't really care for movie reviews, so.
Make your own opinion.
A lot of the reviews I'm reading are saying, it's they didn't finish it. Well, no shit, it's a part one, ass.
Which is why I didn't want to do a podcast on half a movie. As much as it's going to be 2.5 hours on its own, I still feel that you need the second part to get the full picture of what they're trying to envision.
Yeah, but they're not going to do a 4-hour, 5-hour movie.
No, they're not. But, yeah, you know, two different
movies. They want to do it for Return of the King. They're not going to do it for Harry Potter.
They could have pulled it on if they put James Cameron and Peter Jackson's name on it.
James Cameron's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
They want to come out for 10 years.
Produced by Peter Jackson. Yeah.
We'd still be waiting for it.
Yep.
Scored by John Williams and Hans Zimmer.
We just got into New Zealand, lads. Calm down.
So... Okay, I think that should do it for Nerds on the Rocks, episode 21.
Nerds on the Rock!
Wow! Ugh. That was weak.
Do you two want to try it again?
No, I'm okay. No, peanut butter cups.
I guess he's getting too old for this. He's the Murtaugh.
Oh, whatever. I'm not.
He's the Murtaugh of the podcast.
Okay, kids.
So, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for the warning.
Bye. Ta-ta.